Hi, Daniel. This is Doug, and I'm a big fan of the sounds of my head. And I listened to your last episode last week about Australia and New Zealand, and which you didn't record in Australia. And I'm not recording this in Australia either because I just left Australia. But it got me all, you know, sentimental and jingoistic and everything. And I thought, oh God, Daniel's doing an Australian version of Sounds in My Head. How cool is that? And it was awesome, and I loved it. But I've always thought. I've been listening to songs, and I think to myself, that is a song that probably hasn't made it out of Australia. I should send this to Daniel; he'd love it. But I never get around to it, you know. So, anyway, I hit on the idea: how cool would it be if I made a music show that you put on the internet? What do you call those things again? Like a podcast? Like a podcast about the sounds in my head, except of course they'd be the sounds in my head, not in your head. So this is what I'm doing. I'm recording you a podcast. And I'm not going to be playing songs like what's playing in the background now, which is the wonderful Australian John Williamson. We all listened to him when we were like 12 in 1988. So I'm going to play you some music that we actually listen to in Australia, and hopefully you'll find some cool stuff. So, Daniel, if nothing else, if this just hits your ears and the ears of your girlfriend, then consider this a big thanks for all those years of wonderful tunes, music that I've discovered through you and purchased. It's the least I can do. And anybody who knows me knows that I love to do the least I can do. Let's get straight into it. This is, from a real Australian, The Sounds in Doug's Head.
Darling, won't you come run away with me? I've rubbed off my palms and I've worn out my knees, and I don't feel this place holds a lot for me. So darling, won't you come run away with me? Darling, won't you come run away? It's hard finding hope when you're lost at sea, and I want to belong, but I'd rather be free. So darling, won't you come run away with me? I was dumb, I was fooling around, always searching for something I found, and I know and I'd be happy. So darling, won't you come run away with me? Darling, won't you come run away with me? I've burnt every bridge and I've walked every street, and I've started to question what happiness means. So darling, won't you come run away with me? I was dumb, I was fooling around, always searching for something I'd found, and I know I could die and I'd be happy. Darling, won't you come run away with me? Darling, won't you come and retire with me? I'm done with this crowd and I'm done with this scene, and you're the only one who believes in me. So darling, won't you come and retire with me?
That was Bob Evans, whose name is not Bob Evans, but actually Kevin. He's the lead singer of a band called Jebediah, but he went all acoustic on everybody and released Suburban Songbook, which is fantastic. won a bunch of awards and probably hasn't been heard outside of Australia yet. So if you like that one, you can go and check it out. Suburban Songbook, Kevin, who goes by the name of Bob Evans. I'm probably, you know what, this is my first one of these, so I'm stumbly and self-conscious and everything. Can you get over it? I tell you what, I will if you can. we'll try and play a few songs in a row. I'll give you a bit of information about everything I say, and I'll even do my best to like have links to where you can buy it, just so you can get the Sounds of My Head experience that you keep on giving everybody else, Daniel. Anyway, next up, we're going to have a bit of a listen to a lovely band called Girling, which is a bit dancey-er. And I love Girling. They were introduced by an Australian called Ben Lee. They were playing support. And then the next time I saw them, they were playing the headline at that same venue, which is the Metro Theatre in Sydney on George Street. And I love that venue. It's it holds 1,000 people, but they're always the 1,000 best people. So a little bit of Girling for you. Ben Lee described him at the time as sounding like they're making love to robots. I don't know what that sounds like. I don't know how Ben knows what that sounds like, but I can kind of imagine sort of where he's coming from. Here's a little bit of Girling for you. But hang on a second. Do you even know who Ben Lee is? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. He lives in New York now, apparently, and he's got albums out. Tell you, here's what I'll do. I'll play a little Ben Lee, and then you can hear... No, okay. I'll play a little Girling, and then I'm going to play a little Ben Lee. So it's kind of like you're at the concert that I was at. They didn't play these songs at the concert, but you'll kind of get a version of the experience that I had. Here we go. Girling supporting Ben Lee. Where else but on the Sounds in Doug's Head.
Thank you.
just sit back, still surprise you when it shatters, but nothing matters, still surprise you when it shattered. I grew up in a house on a hill, not the top, not the bottom, but the middle. And I still remember where I cracked my head in the vacant lot. There's a row of tiny houses there now, and we used to light fires in the gutters, and I could cool my head on the concrete steps. But the girl down the street hit my sister on the head with a stick, and we hid behind my father as he knocked on her parents' door to tell him what she did. But the parents were drunk, so they really didn't give a shit. The girl down the street said a dog couldn't bark, 'cause a man with an axe cut its voice box out. But my older sister told me that it probably wasn't true, and I believe what she said, 'cause she took me by the hand one time when a couple men drove down the hill in a white van. Said there was a phone box filled with money round the corner, and I would have gone along, but she took me by the hand to the house in the middle of the hill, the middle of the hill, the middle of the hill. And our mother knew the words to a lot of different songs, and we'd always sing the harmonies when we'd sing along. She had cool, cool hands when the fever hit, and the noises that the trains made sounded like people in my head, and the stories that the ceiling told through the pictures in the grains on the pine wood boards. And I could stay outside till the sky went red, and I could cool my head on the concrete steps. And you can never really see the top from the bottom, but I'm paying enough attention to the good things when I got them. You can never really see the top from the bottom, but I'm paying enough attention to the good things when I got them. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got them. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got them. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got them. I don't pay enough attention to the good things when I got them. No.
There was Josh Pike, that was from the album Memories and Dust, which I love. Memories and Dust. I read a review one time that said, this album is so good, you will be listening to it with your friends in 10 years. It's been about 12 months, and so far, so good. I can see it lasting another 9. After this, we're going to play a song by this group called Eskimo Joe, which are from Perth, again. Because, what did you say in your podcast, Daniel? Melbourne was the hub? Nah, mate. No, it's Perth. and I'm biased, but it's true. We're going to play a song called London Bombs. I'm in London at the moment. When you're Australian, you have to go to London at some point and travel around Europe in a combi van, like a Volkswagen combi van. And we did that, me and my mates, in 2005. We went to London and then to France, and by the time we got to Spain, the London bombs, terrorist bombs, hit. And it freaked us out a bit, you know, because we were just there and everything. And, well, we didn't do anything about it, but Eskimo Joe wrote a song called London Bombs. For the longest time, I thought they were saying something else in the chorus. Can't quite remember what it was, so I'll try and think about it while I play the song. But, yeah, my big thing about Eskimo Joe is I saw them twice, 10 years apart. Once, they were a struggling band in a little Perth pub playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I remember that. I was like one of four people in the room. And the second time I saw them, 10 years later, was at the Sydney Opera House. So they're doing great. I'll play the song for you, and hopefully you'll see why. Here they are now, Eskimo Joe on the Sounds in Doug's Head.
Drag me by my ankles to the bottom of the ocean. That I'll stay forever until you come back from England. The London bounds, the London bounds, the London bounds, the London bounds. I'll stay up forever and try to call your number. You will last forever in the early days of winter. The London bound, the London bound, the London bound, the London bound.
Thank you. wonder if you can pick up my accent on the phone. When I call across the country, when I call across the world, I see you in my kitchen. I can picture you now as you toast to your small town and you drink the happy hour. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I took the tube over to Camden to wander around. I bought some funky records with that old Motown sound. And I miss you like my left arm that's been lost in a war. Today I dream of home and not of London anymore. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. Yeah, I'm in London still. I've finally grown up and got myself a lover now. And if I ever come home and die, I think I will. I hope you're gonna wanna hang in my place on Sunday still. Oh yeah, I hope you will. 'Cause I'm in London still. No, we got it sorted, yeah, we really got it down to a fine art on Sunday in a sleepy Sunday town. I wonder what I'm missing. I think of songs I've never heard. I'm dreaming of your voices and I'm dreaming of your herb. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. I'm in London still. Oh, I'm in London still.
That band should have been a one-hit wonder because that song is so good, and then they came out with a whole bunch of other songs that were so good. That's The Waifs, but Daniel, you know The Waifs because you played them on your last podcast. But I don't know if you know that song, and if this is, you know, a podcast about songs and bands that you might have missed that one. I don't know. And if anybody else is listening to this, maybe you missed it. It's The Waifs, once again from Perth, West Australia, thereby disproving Daniel's assertion that Melbourne is the capital of music in Australia. And before that, Sneaky Sound System, which is actually a score for the East Coast. Yes, indeed, they're from over there. I love The Waifs because they sound Australian, you know, they like Ben Lee, he does it as well, he sings in his own accent. I remember I was in America and I was doing the summer camp thing. I was teaching some kids how to, you know, ride horses and whatnot and crazy things like that when I was 20 years old, and I'll never forget one of the kids came up to me and said, Douglas, how come when people from other countries start to sing they lose their accent? And she had a point, unfortunately, but yeah. So I got a bit of a soft spot for people who sing in an Australian accent. Daniel, look, forgive me, man. This is my first podcast. I'm stumbling all over words. Anyway, moving right along because we'll run out of time. Otherwise, what we're listening to next is another Australian that's sings in his own accent. It's Paul Kelly, and he's got some great songs, but I've chosen this one because I'm in Europe, and I'm not even going to explain. Have a listen. You'll understand. This is Paul Kelly on The Sounds in Doug's Head.
We argued on the Channel train to Paris. The Van Rouge helped us make it sweet again. But by the time that we got down to Lyon, everything I said was wrong, and you cursed me in the rain. We split up for a while in Barcelona. We met up 6 days later in Madrid. I was hoping that the break would make things go a little better for us, and for a little while it almost did. Now I'm in a bar in Copenhagen, and I'm trying hard to forget your name. And I'm staring at the label on a bottle of Cerveza. And every fucking city feels the same. You said to call you when I got to London. A French girl told me that you'd left a note. I said to her, I like your accent, and she thought I sounded funny, so we ended up drinking in Soho. Foolishly, I followed you to Dublin. Like a ghost, I walked the streets of Temple Bar. And all the bright young things were throwing up their Guinness in the gutters, and once I thought I saw you from afar. Now I'm in a nightclub in Helsinki, and they're playing La Vida Loca once again. And I can't believe I'm dancing to this crap, but I'm a chance here. And every fucking city sounds the same. At a cafe in the port of Amsterdam, an email from you said you'd gone to Rome. For a minute I thought maybe, but my funds were running low, and anyway it sounded like you weren't alone. So I headed north until I got to Hamburg. A chilly city suits a troubled soul. And on the Reeperbahn I paid a woman far too much to kick me out before I'd even reached my goal. Now I'm in a restaurant in Stockholm, and the waiter here wants me to know his name. And I can order sandwiches in 7 different languages. But every fucking city looks the same. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, hasta la vista, baby. Every fucking city's just the same.
That song doesn't even have a studio version, I don't think. That's the version, the only version I know. The live version of Every Fucking City by Paul Kelly. The next one that I'm going to play for you is kind of special because pretty much nobody's heard it, just a few people around Sydney. The guy's named Stephen Peace, and he's just this independent guy, and ended up being a good friend of mine. And I went to a lot of his live gigs, and he's just fantastic. Him and an acoustic guitar alone on stage, just so entertaining. And then he went and recorded a demo CD in his bedroom. That's what you're listening to now in the background. So this is the first track off his demo, and it doesn't even have a name. But he does. It's Stephen Peace, and I think he deserves a spin, so I'm going to give it to him tonight, right here on The Sounds in My Head.
Sometimes I can't hide. Peek-a-boo-hoo, I'm untied. Television on all night. Tried to sleep, but I'm not tired. up since it came.
Governs you.
Sounds Irish, doesn't he? But he's from down in Melbourne. That's Augie March with Bottle Baby, which is one of those songs I listen to again and again, and because it kept on coming up on my iPod shuffle, and it kept on infuriating me because I was like, what was that song I heard today? And I had no way to tell, and eventually I tracked it down and was just amazed that he was Australian. Well, they are Australian. Sorry, they are a band. I'm saying he because... the lead singer is and songwriter is got a very distinctive voice, and it's one of those situations. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up now. I simply can't play all of these songs that I've listed. I've got like 30 more that I could play if I wanted to, but you know, it's going to come to some sort of an end. So Daniel, I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope anybody who's listening to this is enjoying it, but particularly for Daniel, please take it for what it is. It's just my way of saying thank you for all those years of great music, and all the opportunities I had to kind of fake like I had fantastic music taste, when in fact I was, you know, just riffing off what I'd heard on the Sounds of My Head this week. That's not true, actually. No, I say, it's Daniel. It's thesoundsofmyhead.com. Don't you know? Subscribe. So I'm going to leave you with just one more track now, and this is a special one because I'm in a new country, you know, and you're in a bit of a weird situation. You don't know quite what's going to happen, and the words of this song just ring true for me right now at this particular time. And actually, it's been my alarm clock for the past 3 weeks, pretty much every day. So yeah, after that, I'll play a song by Ben Lee, written by Ben Lee, but performed by Evan Dando, the American. I think that's kind of appropriate. And that'll be it. Enjoy. This is Pete Murray. This finishes off my only edition of The Sounds in My Head. Thanks again, Daniel. And I'll catch you soon. Maybe I'll go across the Atlantic, drop into New York, and we'll have a drink together or something. Till then, look forward to next week's episode. Take care.
So it goes, another lonely day. You're saving time, but you're miles away. Your flowers drowning in some bitter tea. You're seeing lost opportunity. Find your mirror, go and look inside, and see the talent you're always hiding. yourself, well not today. But satisfaction's not far away. Hold on, now your exit's here. It's waiting just for you. Don't pause too long, it's fading now. It's ending all too soon. You'll see. Is warm, but your milk is sour. Life is short, but you're here to flower. Dream yourself along another day. Never miss opportunity. Don't be scared of what you cannot see. Your only fear is possibility. Never wonder what the hell went wrong. Your second chance may never come along. Hold on, now your exit's here. It's waiting just for you. Don't pause too long, it's fading now. It's ending all too soon. You'll see. Ending all too soon, you'll see. Soon, you'll see. Soon, you'll see. I'm moving at. This is the tune I'm humming now.
This is the road I'm walking down. These are the lips that form my words. This is the stone that I wanna turn. These are the people that I love. These are the eyes that look up above. This is the town I'm living in. This is the hard drive. This is the